Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on heart conditions. And today we've got with us Dr.
Mohammed Al-Kazaz. He is MD cardiologist, Northwestern Medicine, Bloom Cardiovascular Institute. As we talk about more people dying from heart attacks during the last week of December than any other time of the year, he is sharing tips for preventing heart attacks and the signs and symptoms to watch out for. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dr. Kazaz.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you today. As we focus on this issue of near the end of the year heart attacks, why do heart attacks spike during the holidays?
It's a very good question. It's an important topic to address, as there may be many triggers for heart attack. The holiday is a busy, often stressful time for most of us. Routines are disrupted. We tend to eat and drink more and potentially exercise and relax less. And we might not be listening to our bodies or paying attention to warning signs of heart attacks, thinking we can wait till some family members leave town or till the new year to get checked out. All of these things, in addition to the cold weather, which can affect the blood flow in the heart, among other vessels, can increase the risk of heart attack during this time of the year.
Dr. Kazaz, do we have some idea of an age bracket that this affects the most?
So obviously our senior citizens, in particular patients above the age of 75 or people with diabetes or other cardiac conditions, are higher risk. But it's not particular to that group. It's across different age groups. Obviously older people or patients with risk factors are higher risk, but we take it seriously across different age groups and different genders and people with different backgrounds.
What are some tips that you have for preventing heart attacks?
It's a very good question. In general, we recommend what's called Life Essential 8, which is championed by the American Heart Association, which are common sense things. And you hear them a lot, and it's sometimes hard to implement. It requires discipline, and they do prevent heart disease and strokes. Eating better is key. Being more active. Stopping bad habits like smoking or excessive use of alcohol. Finding a balance and healthy sleep and lowering stress. In addition to controlling the traditional risk factors of elevated blood sugar, cholesterol, blood pressure, or weight issues, managing those essential life essential 8 is key in preventing heart disease, in general speaking.
Dr. Kazaz, there are a lot of people who are on the move every day, and as a matter of convenience, yeah, they find food that's not necessarily good for them. It's fast food. It's food that's quick. It's food that sometimes is inexpensive. How do we combat that and make a change if it's a person who's on the road, say, all day long, and they are just getting a quick bite to eat to make those changes?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and we deal with it on a daily basis and on a personal level with my own family. I would say, as we say to people during the holiday to celebrate in moderation, we also say live every day with that principle. Eating healthily does not mean, whether during the holiday or during the time of the year, that we deprive ourselves of things or we like. But it's about eating smart, about making small, healthy changes and swaps, planning ahead, being proactive, knowing your schedule ahead, and trying to find healthy alternatives among the choices you have in front of you, or knowing that you need to bring your own food or prepare in advance. Because taking care of yourself is the most important thing. Even though we're all on the go, we're all having stresses from like daily work, family interaction, finances, hectic schedule, traveling, but we have to find the time to prepare our food or plan ahead. It does not mean you have to prepare everything at home, which you have control over, but even when you're outside, choose the healthier option, make swabs, make small changes, eat smart, think smart. In addition to the lifestyle and you're on the go, we need to be active. We need to be less sedentary. The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of physical activity, moderate level, per week. Many of us fall short of that, and it's even worse during the holiday season. Be creative. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Walk with your family. Take longer walks. Find fun activities to do, a sport you like. Keep moving. With these changes, it becomes a healthy lifestyle change together. And obviously, see your doctor and see what's your risk profile. Do you need supplementation with medication in addition to the healthy lifestyle? It's a whole change. And obviously, be mindful of your symptoms and take action if you have any warning signs of heart attack or otherwise.
I know you just mentioned going to the doctor. I could probably say that if someone is going through depression, they're not motivated, they're not excited to be here anymore, maybe they don't have that get up and go that they used to have. How do they overcome that? Because that can lead to a sedentary life. Depression can, and mental health can cause someone to not be motivated to take these steps you're talking about.
You're absolutely right. And by the way, depression is associated with depression and mental health issues in general are important issues because they're associated with increased heart risk as well. Some of it is due to the points you brought up, and some of it is biologic as well. And here where we come as a society, as a community, as whether we have family, and if you're alone, whether you have friends, whether church community, whatever community you have around you, we have to come together to help each other and get people the help they need. We have our own outreach as physicians to the community, but it comes within the community themselves to help each other, to build each other, because families and friends and community members can recognize, as you mentioned, your loved ones not doing well, being there for them, getting the help they need. And we can start small. We don't have to change everything at once. If they're depressed, we have to do the depression first to get them to see the right people, the right help. And there are many resources now, from online to telehealth to outreach in the community to obviously within our own medical centers and so on. But there are so many resources. We just need the help from every single member of the community, from families, friends, from the patient themselves. And we tell those patients with depression or anxiety, one step at a time, one day at a time, and we don't dump everything on them at once. Make one small change, seek help, and positive change comes. And the more you have positive change, the better the outcome it is. But you're absolutely right. It's a challenge. But as a community, we can definitely make a positive change in that direction.
Because we don't want people to miss the signs of a heart attack, what are some of those signs that someone should look for if they're having a heart attack?
It's a very, very excellent question. And heart attack remains a deadly condition for men and women. And they might present a little bit differently. Obviously, commonly or traditionally, pain or discomfort in the chest, in the middle or on the side and left side can be associated with heart attacks. However, sometimes men, women, or even men for that matter, or a diabetic patient present differently. They can have stomach aches with nausea, vomiting, jaw, neck pain, discomfort in the arm or pain in the shoulder. If you feel different, if you feel short of breath, cannot exert yourself, something different, unwell, sweaty, please call for help. Call 911. Don't wait. Time is important because the earlier we intervene, the better the outcome is going to be in terms of survival and preventing permanent damage to the heart.
What should you do if you're experiencing heart attack symptoms?
The most important thing is call 911. Call for help immediately. And obviously, if someone is around you or you're alone, call for help to come to you till professionals come. Because the earlier we intervene, we know we improve survival. We open those blockages with procedures and stents very quickly. And the earlier we open them up, the more muscle we save, the better the outcomes in terms of preventing heart failure, further hospitalization for heart issues and dangerous rhythm issues, and make you live longer.
My grandmother had a heart attack in 2018, and she had the signs, and we called an ambulance to come and check on her. The paramedics checked on her, and we were told if she wanted to go to the hospital, that was fine. If she didn't want to go to the hospital, that was okay too. They didn't see anything when they were testing her. Ultimately, we waited until the next morning and took her to the hospital, where by the afternoon she passed away because it was too late by the time the medical teams got to her. It's a really heartbreaking story for me to share, but that's what happened in my own personal situation.
I am so sorry to hear that. And you guys did your part and recognized everything and called for help. I'm sorry that was the situation, but it is not uncommon. And I highly recommend you call for help and push for the people to be taken care of, especially if the patient doesn't feel well. You know yourself better than anyone. Go call 911 and go to the emergency room so we can prevent an outcome like yours. And I'm so thankful for you sharing the story because it does happen. It's personal. It's real. And our loved ones, we are there to be their advocate. So call 911. Call your family members as well to be there for you, to help you in case, God forbid, something bad happens in the process till help comes. Thank you for sharing that personal story.
Yes, sir. Dr. Kazaz, where can we go to learn more?
it's important to educate ourselves and the community and the society. And American Heart Association has a wonderful website, which we have much information about warning signs of heart attack, strokes, and other health issues, and how to live healthy, and how to prevent the disease to begin with. American Heart Association website, heart.org, is a great resource.
Excellent. Dr. Kazaz, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. As a cardiologist at the Northwestern Medical Bloom Cardiovascular Institute in Chicago, Illinois, I appreciate your perspective and sharing your experience with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas for everyone. And remember, celebrate in moderation.
Thank you, sir. Take care. When we come back, we'll have another segment. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maria, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
And we're back. I have with me on the line right now, Annika Crist. She is Senior Director of Weight Loss and Nutrition at Lifetime. She's also known as Coach Annika, and she leads a number of digital programs at Lifetime each year. Today, we want to talk about vitamins and supplements and the ones that maybe we should avoid, maybe the ones that we should be taking. And maybe the question is, should I be concerned about vitamins and supplements at all? Welcome to the Mark White Show, Annika Crist.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Nice to meet you.
Glad to have you. Nice to meet you, too. And I just want to ask you to get going. When did health become an issue or a concern for you? How young were you when you started focusing on your overall well-being like that?
Oh, that's a great question. So I'm one of those random kids that I grew up with parents that really prioritized their health. So my mother was really into fitness, so I saw that really early on. So I knew when I became a mom, I didn't realize it back then, that how much of a priority it was for her, really for her mental health, along with her physical health. So I kind of grew up in a household that we really had to focus on nutrition. We always had healthy foods. We had processed foods too. So we'll get into that later, of just like the American diet in general has radically changed. But for me, that was very normal to have parents that were working out and eating right. Now, I grew up, went to college. I would say I sort of rebelled a little bit. Like, again, not being in your usual household changes, your environment can really have an impact on your eating. So when I was in college, I was always working out, but my eating had radically changed just because, you know, food at school and on campus wasn't as healthy. So I started to really get into it there, and I fell into a couple nutrition classes during school and literally have never looked back, because it just made so much sense of how nutrition really changes everything. I would say early adulthood definitely had my fair share of just being overly stressed, overly committed. That can have an impact when you start to shortchange your sleep. That can have an impact. So I'm really passionate about making sure people don't ever hit that wall that I did in my early 20s. And that really came from overworking, undernourishing, not sleeping enough. So I'd like to say my entire adulthood, childhood was all wrapped up in health. And I'm very fortunate to have parents that kind of were great role models. But me as an adult now, I'm a parent of two young kids. Super critical for me to kind of show them the way to wellness, especially in a world that it's so convenient to not be healthy. So how's that for an answer?
That is a great answer. And I'm glad that you had that foundation. And as you know, there are a lot of people who do not have that foundation. And so this can be something that is a change of habits, a change of lifestyle in a big way, because they've never known a healthy lifestyle per se. They've always had processed foods. They've always gone to the restaurants, the quick foods, and had that as their lifestyle. So what we're discussing today for someone out there may be completely radical for their life.
Oh, that's so true. I will say that too. Even I work with a lot of lifetime members that are already engaged in working out, but I love to highlight all the free things that we have in life, walking outside, getting sunshine, like those core things that can make us feel really good and human are also an important part of the equation. But I'd love to talk to you about kind of just some of this stuff, honestly, just to help people get started, because I do think one little habit change can be all someone needs to continue all the other habits that go along with it. So sometimes it's just that one thing to make people feel a little bit better that can change everything for them. So I'm with you there.
So maybe we can start with supplements. Are they necessary for good health?
Absolutely. And this is one of those things too, where, you know, if you live in America, whether or not you're working out, I always say the food supply just has radically changed. We know this. It's been measured in fruits and vegetables and even the healthy foods, that they don't have as much nutrition as they had even just 50 years ago, sadly. We love convenience. So we love food that's in a box, and we call it ultra processed or processed food. So I always say most of us, the way we're eating is not perfect or ideal. So that would require supplementation. Not to mention, we were talking about kind of my history, just if your body's under stress, if you're working out, if you're taking medicine, all of those things deplete vitamins and minerals in your body. And that's where, that's a lot of education that I provide with my clients, is you have to fill those gaps back in and they start to feel human again, honestly. So I say absolutely yes, they're necessary. However, I want people to spend their money the best way possible, so they're not buying something that might be wasteful or not doing what it's intended or marketed to do.
I could go into a store right now, a nutrition store, a drug store, and see shelves and shelves of vitamins and supplements, and all different brands, all different kinds, all different letters on the bottles that tells me what I need to take. But what is it as far as considered the most important supplements or vitamins that we should take? Now, I'll just tell you, when I go to the doctor's office and they do a blood test on me, they say, Mark, your D is low. And so they give me vitamin D. So then I know, okay, well, they saw something that meant that I needed to take a vitamin D supplement. How does a person know what is most important for them?
Yeah. Well, I love that you're doing blood work. I would say a lot of customers or clients of mine, they have to really advocate for that or ask for that or purchase it themselves. You know, we've got a lot of work to do there, even in our medical world, of just making sure people have access to that and that their doctors or medical professionals are looking at that to get a more personalized approach with wellness as well. So I love that he's already checking your vitamin D and recommending that. Vitamin D is a very common nutrient deficiency, along with magnesium, when it comes to Americans. For me, what I always start people on first, though, is a good multivitamin. And I will say this is a hard one because you're right. There's thousands and tens of thousands of options out there. We've had ours for over 20 years, so we are really passionate about filling in the gaps to our customers as well. And I think a multi is really good at filling in the gaps that we're not getting through food alone. And so for most people, they've maybe seen, oh, I have this product and it's one tablet. That's all I have to take. And so I'll educate on that to say it's impossible to load all that nutrition in one thing. So ours actually is six different capsules. You want to choose capsules over tablets too, because that you can actually digest and absorb. And it's going to actually, you should feel a difference if you're taking a high quality multivitamin. So that's usually number one. Number two, I'll say an omega-3 fish oil. And I say that because, again, it goes back to the food supply. The food supply has a ton of what we call omega-6, which are pro-inflammatory fatty acids. That's in oils, that's in processed foods. We all get too many of those. We don't like inflammation because it makes us gain weight, it leads to disease, doesn't make us feel great. So an omega-3 can really help dampen that in your body. And omega-3 you can eat if you're eating salmon, but I have a lot of clients that they're not eating salmon every day, all day. So I'm like, that's your second stopgate for supplements that you're probably not getting through food alone for most people. Now, if I have someone that is, I might test them and do blood work to confirm that they're getting enough. If they have the resources, do that. But those are the first two. Then I would say third, it's not even a supplement to me. I kind of think of it as Food Mark, where it's a protein powder. And most people aren't getting enough protein, whether they just aren't tracking it or there's not great supply of high quality protein foods. It's better to hit your protein target with a supplement or a powder than not get it at all. So that's usually the third. And then I'm with you, like blood testing will help dictate or show where there's other nutrient deficiencies. So magnesium is one that we can see in some blood panels, not all blood panels, but that is the most common mineral deficiency in Americans. So I always tell people, start taking it. If you start to feel like you have regular bowel movements, you're more calm, you sleep better, you probably were deficient in magnesium, but that's another great one with vitamin D that people could actually take on a regular basis and actually just feel better and honestly fuel their body better.
I took an omega-3 not too long ago, and when I burped,
yeah,
it was awful.
Oh, yes.
I know that that's something that people do not want to experience. So how do they find one where they don't have that awful taste come back and they're through the day? Like, I just took an omega-3 and they know it the rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you want a high quality one. Fish oil can go rancid. So that's always something you want to look at. You want to keep it in a cool place. I always say best is fresh in your refrigerator. The LTH one, we have peppermint oil added to it as well. Ours is less likely to go rancid, though. And I'll tell you, Mark, because where we actually catch the fish, we manufacture the fish right there. Where a lot of companies, they end up shipping it to Norway to be processed and manufactured. So there's all sorts of food miles logged on that fish. So it's more likely to go rancid. So you want something that's manufactured really well. You know where the fish are coming from. Ours come from the South Pacific area, but we add peppermint oil to help with that, and you want to keep it fresh in your fridge, and that should take care of that.
That's good advice. Awesome. I appreciate it, because I know there's probably a lot of people who have had that experience and stay away from omega-3 because they're just not going to deal with that throughout the day.
Try being pregnant and getting that. I hear you. So, yes, that should help. If it's still not help, switch to the LTH one. I assure you that will not happen.
Excellent. What is the best way to find a trusted resource for guidance? I know here we are today. I'm talking to you with your experience and your knowledge, But for someone out there looking and searching, how do they find that resource?
Yeah, so it's going to come down to who you know. So I would always say, like, in the wellness industry, I really love registered dietitians and personal trainers that actually work on preventative wellness. Not everyone's the same. So you want someone that's actually worked in the actual venue for a while. They live and breathe this stuff usually. I work with a lot of doctors as their dietitian too. So I always say they're the first to say, hey, we don't have a lot of education here and we don't have a lot of time to educate on this. So I always say, if you're not a member of Lifetime, because our members have access to these professionals inside of each of our locations, we do have a free digital app that anyone can download. And we have all sorts of programs from our dietitian team, educational content. You have a link so you can ask questions, and then you have access to the LTH products. We could be your person if you don't have that person. But definitely, I always think health and fitness professionals, people that help people get healthy, are going to be your wanted go-to, not someone that's maybe studying stuff but not working with people every day. That makes a huge impact, and that's where most of my confidence comes from, working with people every day, helping people, not just what I read about online or influencers, you know, sharing, you know, on social media channels, honestly.
Anika, I love your energy and your passion, and I hope this is helping people as they think about vitamins and supplements for their life. But there's plenty more to discuss in the future. But I appreciate the fact that you were able to join me today and to share some of your knowledge and experience.
I appreciate it too, Mark. I'd love to come back. Thank you for having me.
Anika Chris, folks, Senior Director of Weight Loss and Nutrition at Lifetime. Glad to have her, Coach Anika, on The Mark White Show today. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752.
That's J. Calvert Farms in Cullman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.